This interview is with Dr. Don Nixdorf of the University of Minnesota, one of the authors of a report on a particularly interesting case of facial pain, published in the March 2007 edition of the JCDA. What prompted you to write this article, Don?
My co-author and I wanted to highlight an emerging aspect of dentistry involving the diagnosis and management of orofacial pain. We wanted to present an example of one such case, which, although not common, is representative of the diversity of chronic pain conditions that are being diagnosed and managed in clinical practices of well-trained dental professionals. Furthermore, we wanted to point out that even though sympathetically mediated pain, as it presents in the head and neck region, has infrequently been reported in the literature, such cases may not actually be that rare as once thought. This case report describes the presentation of sympathetically mediated pain that seems to have arisen without an obvious causative factor, and that causative factor being nerve injury. This is unique among cases previously reported, which got us thinking about how such a condition may occur. In this article, we speculate about the possibility that this patient's sympathetically mediated pain was resultant from long-standing TMD pain versus the idea that her pain was sympathetically mediated from the onset and unrecognized throughout. One of the things we'd like this article to do is to raise questions in the minds of practicing dentists about that handful or so of patients in their practice who have chronic pain as a major part of their chief complaint, thinking of how science now may be able to explain the presentation of these pains.
What are the main messages for dentists in this article?
The main message is, as dentists, our primary role is to be a diagnostician, followed by a secondary role of being a care provider. This case report highlights how a correct diagnosis resulted in beneficial treatment being logically applied. This is valid in all aspects of dentistry, including chronic pain management. We as clinicians need to be especially cognizant of this when patients ask for specific treatments, which are based on their preformed notions that may or may not be correct. This article highlights that arriving at such a diagnosis within the area of orofacial pain is often not easy, and looking at these patients from a different perspective may help reveal the presence of other disorders.
What messages would you like to give to other healthcare providers and to the general public?
The message we are interested in delivering is that dentists are involved in the diagnosis and management of chronic pain as it presents in the orofacial region. Dentists have a unique perspective as healthcare providers that can be useful to improve the well-being of patients with chronic orofacial pain. The role of a dentist is evolving as science progresses. As such, dentists can be an integral part of a multidisciplinary team approach to diagnosis and managing these pains.
Thank you very much, Don, for this interview and for writing this article.
Thank you for inviting me.